This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. What's up with you?
Sick of that rain.
Yeah. Y'all had a little bit.
Can't get away from it. Huh?
Y'all have had a little bit. You got to mow yet?
I went on rutted the yard up yesterday.
I bet you did. Oh well,
it's crazy. I don't know what's setting on us to keep bringing it to me every day, but it's coming to me every day. I heard some thunder while ago.
I had a big old rip snorter headed towards me yesterday, and all the future cast and my wife's going, "We're getting this one. This is gonna smash us," you know. And I'm going, "No." It's coming across Trinity Bay. It gets to this west side. It's going to rag apart. And she goes, "Well, I owe you money on that one. I'd have bet $100 it would have hit us, but it didn't." That's so amazing how that, I mean, it just, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, I know.
Well, you can send me a little. I'll take an inch or two real quick.
I wish I could. Because it is not fun right now.
I couldn't believe all the leaves blowing out of my trees yesterday when that wind off that storm, you know, started picking up. And I'm going, man, these trees are stressed.
Yes, yeah, mine ain't. I tell you that.
No, your trees are partying.
I got a pine crop that's unbelievable. If they can survive it, you know, to the end. Because my trees are loaded. I mean, I got limbs falling out pretty much every day, especially when one of them storms come, you know. One of them limbs really loaded up, it'll break off and fall.
Yeah.
But I definitely got a pecan crop.
Plenty of rain. That makes for good pecan crops. Well, too much. I got too much early this year. And a lot of the little bitty ones were falling off everywhere.
Yep, yep.
But the ones that made it, boy, them limbs are heavy right now.
Yeah, they are. You know, and a great thing, too, I didn't have silk worms this year, and I don't know why. Maybe them crazy ants had something to do with that.
How about all the caterpillars last year? Remember how thick they were?
Yeah.
Millions of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hadn't even seen one this year.
Yep.
And I don't have any web worms. That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, what I'm talking about. You know, but
nuts.
Them silkworms, you know, they come out of the ground. People don't realize that they come out of it, a little black wasp. Then they go get in the tree and lay that larva, and that silkworm, he hatches out and eats all your leaves off your trees and falls back to the ground and goes bury itself back in the ground till next year. But I think that freeze probably had a lot to do with that. So
maybe,
I mean, we've got a couple I mean, you'll see a little spot where they've eaten some leaves off, but not like in the past. And that's really tough with the, you know, they eat all them leaves off and they'll bud right back out. So you have to go back through all that again. So it's crazy. By the way, them Astros wind up holding on last night.
Yeah, they did. They won it 5-3 in the 10th inning.
Wow.
Trammell hit a bomb in the 10th inning. Correa gave us a go-ahead run. We were tied 2-2, and then he knocked in Altuve and made it 3-2, but then Trammell comes up with two outs and buries one in the seats in right field. And then they scored a run in the bottom of the 10th, but we still beat them 5-3. So two more.
Yeah, I mean,
Mariners won, too. They're only a game and a half up.
The pitching is my concern, so we'll see.
Well, it looked real good last night. Hunter Brown, I think he retired 14 out of 15 after he had kind of a rough first inning. You know, he got out of it.
Right.
But after that, he said,
"Yeah, I knew he got. Yeah, he got out of it. Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, we're missing a third pitcher. You know, that's the whole deal. I thought they was going to do something in that trade, get it done. So
right.
Anyhow, but fishing is just kind of running from storms right now.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Oh, I mean." And the whole problem of it is we're still on that big incoming tide every morning. And when it turns around, I mean, it dumps.
Yeah.
And everybody, well, we got outgoing tide about 10, 11 o'clock. And I said, yeah, you ain't going to like it, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
And when, like I'm saying, it just, and on top of that, you know, the bait, when you get these thunderstorms rolling through like that, that bait just goes away and goes to the bottom, you know, and it's kind of hard to, I'm trying to watch birds right now. I'm just watching them white herons and stuff. And if they're sitting on some of them sandy flats, you know, stop fish. But
right.
You'll catch you maybe 2-3. But no, don't think you're going to sit there and catch any more, because it's river fishing now. It's all about getting up and putting that trolling motor down, picking it back up, and going to the next spot.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. I mean, but it's gruesome.
It ought to be in your blood, an old bass fisherman like you, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That ought to be a routine for you.
I told Narlene, I mean, I'm motor guy's bed all my life, but I was hoping they was going to bring one of them out to self-deploy, but it don't look like they're going to do it. So.
Well, motor guy's done now. Didn't somebody buy them out or something?
Well, Mercury owns them.
Yeah.
Has for, no, they're not done.
Oh, I thought I heard where you can't even get a motor guy anymore.
Oh, no. No,
I've been a Minnesota man. We fished all them tournaments, all our boats, those Tritons came rigged with motor guide, and we had so much trouble with those bow mounts. It just unbelievable.
Yep. And I'm fortunate, you know, as everybody was talking about when motor guide come out with their GPS motor guides, and I've never had one fail me.
Right.
I'm telling you, I've been fishing them. I don't know how long they've been out. It's been out a long time.
Well, we went through that.
I know they've been out
10. We went through that stage where, you know, the circuit board stuff was burning up, you know?
Right, right.
They had a problem with that.
And even then, you know, them old handhelds, I've just been lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, I'm still just running a regular old bow mount stick. I hadn't upgraded to a spot lock and all that self-deploy crud and all that. I mean.
Yeah, but you wade fish a lot, so.
Well, not anymore. Not like we used to. I'm sure not going to wade fish much. All the nicks and cuts I got on me is all this Vibrio right now. Man.
I know. Yep. So, but yeah, like me, though, here's the whole reason I don't go to a self-deployed Minn Kota is we fish in beaches so much.
Right.
And you get in that shallow water and you go bumping that trolling motor up and down.
Yeah.
That belt will come off.
Will it?
On that self. Yeah. And I hear it every day. And,
well, I just look at it like you're looking at it. There's just too much stuff to go wrong, man.
Oh, absolutely.
I would, you know, it's like these new trucks and stuff. They have too many bells and whistles. I mean, why can't we just go back to a regular air conditioning system to where you can turn a knob or slide something instead of all this touch screen push button stuff? And then, you know, you get one side blowing hot and the other side's blowing cold. And, just, oh, man, too much to go wrong.
Yep. And that's just technology, I guess. I don't know.
Well, they call it convenience, but it's aggravating because there's always something going wrong.
Yeah, if it goes out of warranty, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's the mode I'm in. You know, go catch now. I can stop and catch 10, 15 flounder in one spot.
Yeah.
And, I ain't tried to catch trout since we fished the folk ball tournament. Ain't nobody I had on the boat wanting no trout. Everybody's wanting redfish.
Yep. Well, y'all are the redfish capital.
Yeah. Our bull reds, though, they're being a little finicky this year. The migration deal on them is, it's really east and west. So we really don't have nothing on the boot right now that you can really depend on every day to go catch them. They're moving. Our pogies are, that's our biggest concern right now. Our pogie situation is, it's not any real healthy. Them pogie boats, you know, we had that influx all in Mississippi boats last couple of years and then the fleet here, and now everybody's having to go. I hadn't seen a pogie boat in a month. If you go over the Empire Bridge, they might be in harbor, but they're having trouble. And so now there's a pretty good population of small pogies. Mm-hmm. Somewhere the other day, last Sunday, I think it was. Yeah, I was coming back up Tiger Pass. I'd come across Grand and come into Tiger, and customs said, "Man, look at all them gulls over there." And most of it was them little liars, but there was some big gulls in there too. And I went over, and I don't know what it was. I never could see it. I seen some shrimp jumping, right. But them birds was just going nuts. And we was done for the day, and he said, "Let's try that. There might be trout." I said, "Ain't going to be no trout in here this time of year, but we'll give it a try." First cast, big old gaff top. And I said, "Don't throw no more." He said, "Now let's throw a few more." I said, "All right." I didn't put the trolling boat down. I was just drifting. And next was ladyfish, needlefish. I mean, just
trash can school, kinds. Buddy.
Yeah, trash can school. Guys, I'm not taking no more of this off. We're going to get a cheeseburger and a margarita. But I never could figure out what they was on. I know it wasn't all shrimp, but they was working on it. Them gaff top done found them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, classic gaffies.
Yeah, it was like an October day.
Right.
You know, marshmallows come out or something, and, you know, it was really fun. But I don't know. It's some stuff that we can't figure out right now going on. So
been a weird year. I mean, really has. Over here, yeah. Over there, things have been different this year. Really have.
Yeah. You know,
all right, brother.
School, though. All right.
Well, we're right in the height of hurricane season, so.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
Well, the worst is ahead of us. You know September's coming, you know, late August, early September.
I get up every morning. I get up every morning, and I jump right on my radar.
watch your radar, baby.
Go over towards Africa and see what's happening. So it's so weird that everything is that's developed is hooked back and went back east, northeast.
That's good. Let the East Coast have them this year. That's their turn.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let them have it, especially up here in that top end, up there around New York and all that. Give them some.
Yep. Maybe they'll, somebody.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe they'll get one for the U.S. Open this year. I've seen that before, too. All right, Mike. Yeah, well, hey, buddy, if somebody wants to come over and fish, will you give them some info how they can reach you, my friend?
You give me a call at 832-338-9376.
All right. Mike, have a good weekend. Good talking to you. See you, man.
Later.
Go Stros. All right, later. All right. BigCashSnapper.com. You know the Big Cash Snapper Tournament. It's wrapping up its first annual series, and they're having a free entry snapper tournament. That's right. No entry fee. You can fish anywhere along the Texas coast on Friday, September 5th from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then bring your best three snapper to the weigh-in at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda on Saturday, September 6th. Have them there by 6 p.m., and with a free entry, first place is going to pay $5,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,500. And with side pots, you can fish for Big Snapper, King, Ling, and Dorado. And then afterwards, join in on after the weigh-in for food, live music, and fundraiser for the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association right there at Rusty Hook Ranch. Details at BigCashSnapper.com. That's BigCashSnapper.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Tiki Island Way and let's check in with Captain James Plogg. Hey, James, what's up?
Yo, Mick, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot, my friend. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Piddling with some tackle. Nothing. Zero, zero. Figuring out what I'm going to do.
Piddling with tackle.
Listen, I was just talking to Cameron, man. They had a bit, hey, them in that Legends tournament, them fish went absolutely insane out there yesterday.
Is that right?
Crazy. No, it's crazy. His buddy Carmen on Instigator, I don't know how many points they got, Mickey, like 4,000.
Good Lord.
I don't know. They caught, I know, 6 blues. No, more than that. What do you have?
Man.
I think 7 blues. Some whites. Cameron then said yesterday afternoon, they're trying to kill one. They caught 3 yesterday and on afternoon. But he said they had a massive bait. He said it's dark. They got the spreader lights on.
Right.
And one like 500 comes up on the teaser, and he fades, and they get a giant bite. And I fed him. Cameron said he was big. They would have killed him. He said he was over 500.
Oh, man.
And, man, it just did rod fed him, did everything right. He plucked the tuna off of there almost like he just, you know, had it dog bone, didn't get it down.
Uh-huh. Dog bone. I like that.
So he's gonna stick it out right there. Hey, he's right there in the money. I think they're in like 6th place.
Yeah.
But you know, if Carb stumbles, but they're gonna kill one, I guarantee you they're gonna whack one today. And it'll be late too. The morning, I don't think the morning time's too good.
But today, the last day?
That. Yeah, but they got this app you can watch. It's kind of like live. It is live scoring, but you got to have the app. It just don't show up on Facebook.
Right.
And, dude, they couldn't even keep up. Right before dark, from about 7 to 8:30, it was going off, man.
It went off all the boats catching
fish.
Well,
the people that are on them, I mean, you can, you know, it's like,
well, yeah, yeah, the top boats, they kept going off.
Yeah, you can tell who's on them and who ain't.
Right.
You know, and you tell kind of who's trying to kill one, who's dink bait fishing. You know, it's pretty cool. There's almost 40 boats in this tournament. There's some money in this thing.
Where are they having that tournament out of?
Man, you can leave out of any port, because when
I came in,
I came in, Thursday. I came in late. I come through the jetties at 5:00. Well, it was 5:07 and there was a sport fishing boat going out, and it was, I think, Troy Day. He runs a boat called the D Carb. I said, oh, they're leaving. So you could go from any port. I think you have to go back to Port Aransas. I think that's how it works.
If you're gonna kill one, that's where you weigh it in.
And I think you gotta turn your videos in. I think you gotta go everything back to Port Aransas.
I got you.
That's like, but like the oh, hell, what tournament was it? I was down there at Chatterville. You had to leave. You had to go down there and leave out of there.
Right.
So, man, he said, not last night too much. Night before last, the tunas went nuts, man. There was tunas everywhere. They got a nice tuna. I don't know if it'll win anything, but they got a nice one. So, I'm just pulling for him today. They pop one. But see, this nasty moon right here, whatever happens out there, you may get a bite right when this thing sets. They might have a morning bite, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you know what it does, because it gets underneath you, which is going to be, what, noontime, 1:00, somewhere right there? I think the afternoon's it. But you ain't got all night, all day today. You got to come in.
I don't know what moon set
to be in the jetty.
Is 6:55 a.m. today.
Okay, so when is it underneath?
And then moonrise will be 8:38 p.m., so that'll put that'll put about 1 o'clock today. The moon will be right underneath you.
Yeah, you better be somewhere doing something about midday.
Yeah.
You better have your game tightened up. You better be something happening. But they'll get a bite this morning. I bet they get a bite this morning. Because there's nobody out where he's at. There's no boats.
Yeah.
A couple of boats come and went. They didn't do nothing. So he's got a shot.
Well, I wish him the best.
Man, I got the worst phone in the world. This thing's always going dead. It's terrible. It's old, I guess. I guess I better go buy me a new one.
Well, you may have everybody too much stuff on there, and it's running it down. If you leave your Wi-Fi on and your location on, all that, it works on that battery, man.
100% I know I ain't got no location on.
Yeah.
But I don't know about all that. I don't have even this thing, barely. I do go through there and try to turn stuff off, but I don't know nothing. We were taking some pictures. Rick Crosby, my Katie Ruth and guys, Tony caught some old fish. He still likes to take pictures. I said, well, look, get all these nasty three-fish stringers and put them there together, and I'll take your picture. I just take it with my phone. He said, man, don't take it with that thing. I said, man, what the hell's on my phone? He said, that thing's a dinosaur. I said, okay, well, give me your phone then.
So well, anything's a dinosaur nowadays, but it
we are.
If you're going to upgrade, you got to do it every 6 months. They come out with a new one.
Yeah, it's almost like electronics, man. And I'm bad about electronics. Anything new, I'll go get. But phones, I mean, I guess because you're comfortable working it.
I don't like having to redo everything.
Yeah, I mean, I memorize just about everybody's number. I got very few numbers in there.
I used to be really good at that, and now with this cell phone stuff, I don't know anybody's numbers anymore. I just punch them in.
Well, you quit using your brain.
That's right.
Like with GPS, you know, everything we ran and did.
Remember all the Loran C days when we were out there? Everybody had a Loran C.
1125 lines, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky McGaffey, he could quote you 1125 lines and drive to them. I mean, he was crazy. But just like you and I, we knew every compass heading to get to where we were going, you know, your basic time. I mean,
yeah.
But now you don't, and that's why I don't.
I probably lost those skills now, you know, with GPS.
Well, it's easy to, Mickey, if you don't use. That's why I can't stand that chart spinning in my face. Like, everybody likes to run head up and course up, which when I was running some big boats and running the tackle box at night, I would turn it on, like, heads up or course up. But my stuff stays on, like, north up. But this is what I do. But it at least kind of trains your brain that, you know, okay, that's still, you know, 240 degrees, and that's 190 at about 12 minutes, going to take you right there, you know. But like, I guess, hey, it's all good if it ain't good while your electronics or something goes out. Then you better figure out
how to get home. That's true. You better have a compass.
People, I don't even think they sell boats with compasses anymore.
Well, I wouldn't have a boat without a compass.
Me either. I went with somebody, maybe Lee. I ran his old Haney for him. Or he let me run. He said, here, you drive. I said, okay. I don't know Haney, man. I've drove Blaine a couple times. Said, man, where's your compass, dude? Oh, man, it's right here on the machine. I said, you ain't got a compass? I said, man, it's scary. And then we got out the way, put that power pole down, and it was on a spoil bank. Man, there's some current. I said, man, Lee, what about an anchor? Oh, man, that power pole. I said, let me tell you something, dude.
No.
Here's what he said. If it comes loose, it'll float to us. I said, Lee, listen at me. I ain't the smartest guy in the world. We got like about a 6 mile an hour wind. I got like a 4-knot current going the other way.
Yeah.
Next time we see that boat, it's going to be at Pirates Beach. I'm telling you, man.
No, don't trust them power poles, man. I mean, they're nice. Sure, I've got one. I use it a lot, but if I'm going to get out and make a wade, I'm using my anchor too.
That's what I tell Higgins all the time. Told Lee too, hey, man, you know, better put your anchor out. Somebody told me they were fishing, I think, a Legends tournament. Said, man, we couldn't fish our fish because it's too windy. What do you mean it's too windy? Well, you know, we were waves coming over the back. I said, okay. So So what?
Put the anchor out off the bow.
At about 60-foot line and send it. Oh, man, we didn't have no anchor. And I just quit the conversation. Like, there's nothing to say.
No boat should be without an anchor, a real anchor. No boat.
Hey, I got so much chain. I got so much line. I probably got, I know, 300-foot line, maybe 340.
Blaine don't even have chain. His anchor.
Had chain.
Well, his anchor's so big, he don't need chain.
Oh, man.
it don't come loose. It's just weird putting somebody's anchor out and there's no chain.
Oh, does he still use them old slip anchors or he got a big dam for?
No, he's got, I think he's running the boils, too. Because, man, up our way, there's too much to hang up on. You got to have that ring slide back to the other end and pull it out of the rocks or under a flow pipe or whatever, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
I got tired of losing Danforth.
Man, got tired of doing it. At that flow pipe a long time ago in a storm, of course. That is it A1? What's the closest separator to the channel?
What A1.
A1. I got hung up on. I'm trying to leave. I'm trying to get that anchor up. Man, we didn't have no money or nothing back then days. Man, I got to
cut her loose.
Dude, I couldn't get it, so I took it and I put it on the back cleat. I said, I'll get this thing off.
Right.
Dude, I started dragging up the whole flow pipe.
Yeah.
I'm finally in the port by fishing. Hey, that's probably why we hang up on everything out there when we used to fish out there, all the pipe we hung up on.
Oh, yeah, they're just laying on the bottom. That's the way it is.
Hey, talking to somebody the other day. Remember your Mako was brand new, and me and you was at the pens before there was rocks and everything.
Right.
Remember we sunk that thing, it was sitting on the bottom. Your Mako was brand new.
Well, anchored up off the back, and a shipwake come in there and fill the whole boat up and everything. It just tackle boxes floating, coolers floating. I'm going, boy. Thank God for a bilge pump.
You told me, man, I think we're sunk.
We were sunk.
Gosh.
All right, let me knock this break out. Hang on a second.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, I need to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. Real easy to find right in downtown Belleville. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with their smoked sausage samples that are available daily in the store. And check out their bulk pricing that's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard block party headquarters. And their new chuck wagon patties, these are a big hit. Half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And while you're there, try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. It never closes. And check out their new sausage recipe that they have available. You got to try it. That's excellent. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 537. All right, James, we are back, my friend.
Yo, buddy. Man, I got so much stuff tore up. Man, you don't get in till by the time you can walk upstairs, it's like 7:38 o'clock. Everything's tore up.
Man, that offshore stuff, it'll make a werewolf out of you, brother.
Well, it's a lot of long days, man. It ain't as easy as it used to be, but man, I talked to a few people that's trout fishing, Mickey. I don't think it's been pretty slow. I mean, the closer you get to this moon in August, you know.
Yeah.
I think maybe Chris caught a few yesterday. You know, you can't really gauge. You know, oh man, you know, we got her fish. Well, you know, so you caught six or nine. I don't think it's no killer stuff. Dana, he fished a couple of days and. I think they caught some fish, but it wasn't any good. They fished in Trinity Bay one day, and it was just fair, you know. Not great.
Yeah.
It's just August, man.
Yes, it is.
So, I don't know. There goes somebody idling out of my canal. He ain't got no running lights. I can't stand that.
I see that all the time.
Man, it's just
I don't know whether they forget to turn them on or they just don't work and they don't care.
It's probably all three.
All the above.
Hey, it's just like these boats I see nowadays in the Gulf. I mean, you might as well be fishing out here on 45, you know, or 610 or 146. And I'm looking at these boats and I'm watching all this stuff go down and, man, I'm old, but we've been around. And I tell my guys, I said, look, man, see that boat right there? He's out there blapping around trying to get him in old tarpon. I said, he's a thunderstorm away from not getting home. There was nobody fishing Monday. Very few boats when we got caught in that stuff. And when I say got caught, I'm in the ditch, dude. I made it into the cut.
Right, you made it in and got an intercoastal before you got slammed.
Yeah, so to me, that don't mean nothing. I mean, you're in the ditch or you're in the
bank. Yeah.
I guarantee you, man, you 30 miles down that beach and that deal that come through there Monday got you, because I've been in them. You better have you a boat. There's two or three times that I come home from down there, I was glad I had what I had. I promise you. And I guess nobody thinks like that no more. I mean, I just, you know, because that deal Monday, and you saw it. I wish you'd have texted me, but ain't nobody called for that. That wasn't on, hey, man, you know, we got this. That wasn't, none of that stuff was supposed to get here.
No, that just built up.
And man, these guys run around taking them little bay boats and explorers. They ain't got no sides on them. And I'm like,
no, that's go to the bottom.com right there, buddy.
Hey, in Port O'Connor, all because I can't fish down there more. I fished down there kind of hard for 2 years, and I know there's more tarpons in Port O'Connor. Always has been since time. I know all that stuff, but there's a lot of fly fishing boats, little boats, dude. And I'm like, man, and they're like, I'll just pick a number, man. We'll be down there like, well, on the other side of the lighthouse, like 10, 12 miles from past the bayou.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, these are little fly boats.
I know. They're risking it.
Man. I guess just put her on the beach. If it goes bad.
That's all you can do.
Get out. That's all you can do.
All you can do. Put it on the bank.
I anchored up down there one time. I can't even run. I can't do anything. I mean, we're just done. I got probably a 150-foot shot of line out, and I'm dragging. I can't hardly see.
Even with that much rope out?
Oh, dude.
Boy, it must have been rough, dude.
And here's what happens. Most of the time, especially the storms that come out of the north, the initial wind hits you. It comes out of the west or northwest.
Right.
So you can kind of hide a little bit. And this happened to me that day, and it was nasty. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm like 35 miles down the beach. Well, maybe not that far. I was for sure 30. But when the storm kind of went by where you could kind of not get struck by lightning, it's still raining, dude, here comes that wind out of the due east at the same time, about 30 knots.
So it that's goes what from gets kind you.
Of flat to instant 3.5 foot. All the way home.
Yeah.
And they're like 1 second apart.
Hey, yeah, man, it's just pure chop.
Oh, it's terrible, man. You can go about maybe 12 knots just trying to get home. And them jetties never look like they got no closer. They just keep getting further away.
You can keep saying to yourself, man, them jetties moving.
I felt like they's moving a lot of times.
Yeah, I can't gain on them.
Yeah, but it's just, I guess people, it's just different, man. It's just different. But it don't take but one time, man.
Now, hey, that one Monday, you know, I just, somebody posted it on the Sicko page, and I chimed in too and said, hey, you better look to the north. It's coming. It's a good one. It built up, you know, and just a lot of people thought it was going to fizzle out before it hit the coast, but it didn't. It just kept coming.
Well, that's what Larry's Futurecast thing says. Man, this thing's going to fizzle out. Hey, if I'd even looked up north that morning, if I'd have looked at the radar, I didn't look up north, I'd have never done what I did.
Well,
never.
That giant, when it came from Bolivar, you know, across East Bay and Trinity Bay coming towards me yesterday, Futurecast was showing me getting dead-centered hammered, and it just ragged apart. Once it hit Trinity Bay, it just ate it up.
I saw that, Mickey. It was pretty bad. It come off of McFadden. It come down there on the other side of Cameron. And then come down there. And I saw it coming to you. And I was actually bike riding yesterday afternoon. I said, man, I better try to get this in for the wind. All this stuff comes up. And I watched it just get tore apart. But you can see they were showing it on. And I don't watch the news. I just put it on the weather to look at today. You can see when they make that cloud line, that outflow boundary, that wind that comes off them storms. That'll show that green line and stuff. But that deal Monday had some lightning. I anchored up. I tied up to a work boat. It was kind of a little indention in the intercoastal, and they were digging something or whatever they were doing. It had a crane on it. I told Larry, I said, man, it's a good spot right here, dude. And I didn't want to tie up to him because, you know, probably not supposed to die. I'm just, you know, clutching in and out of gear to stay next to him. Finally, I told Larry, I said, man, it's blowing too hard, man. I'm fit to cleat off on this dude. If he comes out here and runs me off, then he just ain't no good guy.
Yeah.
But I was hoping the lightning get that crane before it got me.
I know it. That's what we used to do in the back of Trinity when we couldn't, you know, you just got caught. We had those platforms back there we could ride out on, you know, survive.
Hey, Blaine
anyway.
Was always worse than me, though. Remember when Blaine them had to jump in the water one time up there by the spillway? The lightning got so bad when you had that old Mako.
Yeah, I remember that. Hell, I'll never forget that one. We left Smith Point and hit us about halfway across Trinity that time. We're all lucky to even be here. That was crazy.
Hey, of all the stuff we done out in the Gulf and stuff, Mickey, that was the only day, if I could have got me a life jacket, I'd have put it on.
I'd have had three that on if right I could have done it.
Hey, dude, that guy, when I lost y'all, I said, man, I can't go. I couldn't go.
That had 105-mile-an-hour straight-line winds in it.
It was crazy. Remember, it emptied. Well, Keith Tilton busted his old head open on his windshield. And when we finally got, well, y'all were there before me. And then remember, the wind blew so hard, everybody's boats were sitting on the ground.
It drained crawlies. It blew the tide out about 6 feet.
I finally got in them trawls. And I got in them trawls. And I said, man, Mickey and them are gone. I can't do nothing. I'm just going to get in these trawls, and I'm going to come out wherever I come out. And I came out down there by Dow's and got a little protection, you know, off the back. Bank right there coming to y'all.
Yeah, that was
that old big anchor you had cost us that time, because we would have made it. Remember, you couldn't get your anchor, that big old giant anchor you had.
Yeah, it was that big old Danforth that come off my Uncle Jimmy's 35 Bertram. He gave it to me. But I tell you what, I can anchor up in 30-mile-an-hour winds on the hardest shell reef in Galveston Bay and never break loose.
Never. You told me to go get the boat that day. And you said, man, what are you doing? Said, dude, I can't get it up. It won't come up. We were at over there on at Dollar. What do you mean you can't get it up? I said, I'm telling you, man, I can't get it up. Remember, we had to get the boat going and everything.
I know it. I had to get in the boat and pull up to it and then pull it up with a boat. Man, that thing dug in. But it was blowing like crazy that day. All right, James, I got to run,
all
man.
Right,
hey, if somebody wants to call you and go to the bottom, how'd they get a hold of you?
Oh, you got a good chance at it. 409-771-7306.
Oh, Lord.
All right, buddy.
All right, dog. See you, man.
See you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, let's jump that old causeway now and head over to Offutt's Bio and check in with old Sharky Marquez this morning, see how he's percolating. Sharky, you tired yet?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Man, oh, man. Yep, I'm percolating. Oh man, feeling good. We've been rocking and rolling, going 110 miles an hour with our heads cut off every direction, but we've been smacking some fish, buddy.
Been tearing them up, boy. Offshore is good right now, isn't it?
No, man, oh man, it almost hurts for me not to be out there today, but I've been on this crazy pool of offshore trips. I ended up, I guess, a couple weeks back, you know, Mama Sharky said, hey, I need you to run on this Sunday real quick. And, you know, I usually take my Sundays off. She does such a great job with all of our scheduling and everything, man. We'd be lost without her. But she called me and said, hey, I need you to run this Sunday. I said, no problem, but if that Saturday, you know, cancels or needs a reschedule, you know, just block me off. That way I could have a little day of rest. So anyway, that was a couple weeks back. So I'm going to take the day and, man, try to spend a little time with the wife and maybe dream about being offshore and back to it tomorrow.
Yeah, well.
You know, a little rest and recovery day, and
see it,
man. I don't know if I'll be able to avoid going to the dock and working on something or tinkering with something, but that's that'd be all right. You know, I wouldn't mind.
There's
going
always
down there.
Something to do. Always.
Golly, you ain't kidding, buddy.
It's never ending, especially all the offshore stuff, man. All the different rods and reels, everything you got to keep
man.
Up. That's a nightmare.
Yeah. It's a full time, you know, I tell people this, but it is the honest truth. I mean, that 36-foot boat, it's incredible. It's awesome. Love it. But it is a full time job keeping up with that boat. I mean, granted, we run it every, you know, we run the heck out of it, but man, yeah. I mean, you know, to do it right is a,
how you liking those 350 Hondas, man?
God, they purr, buddy.
I'm telling you, they're sweet.
I don't know how long I've had them. I couldn't tell you how long I've had them. Maybe 3 months or something, but there's about 600. We've racked up about 650 hours on them. Wow. And those things are ripping, buddy. Those things are ripping.
Like, man,
yesterday was incredible. Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything's good. Good, good on fuel. And, yeah, I think made a huge difference going from those Trip 250s to those Twin 350s.
Yeah. Well.
But, man, yesterday was the prettiest day of offshore fishing I think I've seen this year. I mean, it was gorgeous out there. We were absolutely ripping it, you know, the whole way out, the whole way in, and which gave us a lot of time to just get out there and play around, man. We
right.
We did all sorts of stuff, man. We caught our snapper. All of our snapper were really big and great, healthy fish. And then we did a little bit of some trolling. Trolling was a little slow. We were trying to catch something super crazy out there at the intersection rigs. And a little slow on the troll, so we said, all right, let's go do some slow pitch jigging for some grouper. And tied on some big old heavy jigs and whacked a big, I'm talking about a big old yellow edge grouper.
Awesome. I saw that picture. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a solid fish, man. And then end of the day, caught a couple mahis and did some bottom fishing for some vermilion. And it was just a great all-around great day to be out there. And Sugar Shane was out there, too, all day and crushed the fish, too, man. Ended up with a box full of mahi and snapper and mangroves and, gosh, you name it. It was just it was awesome, man. It was awesome. So the fish are hungry, baby. We're making memories.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Making some memories, man.
Well, it was a long time coming, long wait before the Gulf got right, but it's
golly,
coming now.
You ain't kidding. It was a long. That June was brutal, man. I mean, gosh, it was brutal. It's tough, man. It's tough. I think. I don't know what I'll do about it next year. Maybe I'll book 3 days, 3 days a week or 4 days a week in June, just knowing that, you know, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to be able to fish all those days and have
That's
some
true.
Flexibility to push, you know, to move some people around so we can get them out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, June thing's kind of a standby deal, you know, call me when it's right type of,
yeah.
You know.
I would have made three calls all June.
Yeah. Get one little window here or there, and that's tough.
Yeah, that is tough, man. But
thank God for trout and redfish.
That's right. That's right. We did a
make a day anyway. Pay the bills.
That's right. That's right. Get out there and have some fun and make the best out of the day, and that's all you can do sometimes, man. Just just work around what the weather gives you, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's our lifestyle.
That's it, brother. That's it.
All right, man. Well, I hope you rest them up and get ready for mañana.
Yes, sir. I'm going to, brother.
Sharky, if somebody wants to get down and lodge up and fish up, get married or even get a divorce maybe. I don't know. You had a divorce court down there yet? But anyway, how they get a hold of you? Give them some info, brother.
Come on with it, man. Hop on. You can Google us at Bayside Event Center. We're right here off 61st Street. If it's a party, if it's a wedding, you know, like Mickey said, a divorce, whatever we got to do, baby. Come on down. Check us out right here on 61st Street. We also have on-site lodging. And, man, check us out at Outcast Charters in Galveston. We would love to have you guys, make some memories with y'all, and so proud of our team and our captains, and man, they just love what they do, and we're blessed to have them, and guys, come out and make some memories with us.
All right buddy, rest
have
up,
make your
wound,
man.
Get ready for tomorrow. All right, buddy.
I'm licking
Thank
my
you,
wound, baby. Later,
right.
Brother,
have a good weekend. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.